here's a story from The World.
While some countries are starting to ease COVID lockdowns, others are going the opposite way. Turkey just announced its first full lockdown. Businesses closed, no travel between cities, and no school for kids. As The World's Shirin Jafari reports from Istanbul, this three-week lockdown comes just as people in Turkey are getting ready for a big holiday.
The Muslim celebration of Eid al-Fitr is coming soon. So as soon as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced this new lockdown, there was a rush across Istanbul. Cars clogged the streets near the Grand Bazaar. Shoppers darted from one store to another to stock up on groceries. This won't be the first lockdown here, but it's the most strict by far. Officials banned alcohol sales, for example. That prompted some drinkers to show their disapproval online with the hashtag #DontTouchMyAlcohol. A full 18 days of lockdown is bad news for many businesses. Istanbul is a city that relies heavily on tourism. Kamal Kirdar owns a souvenir store near the Grand Bazaar. He sells fridge magnets, ceramics, and t-shirts that say, "I love Istanbul." The tourists have mostly stopped coming, Kirdar says, and business is slow. We had to close down for 3 months.
En azında yani günlük harçlarımızı, masraflarımızın bir kısmını karşılıyorduk.
Kirdar says he's not getting financial support from the government, but he still has to pay the rent and all the other bills.
For person it was work, but after pandemic, nobody, just me and my son.
He switches to English to explain that he's had to lay off 4 workers. Now his son helps out at the store. Eid al-Fitr marks the end of Ramadan. People take time off work, they go shopping, and get together with family and friends. Kirdar says he usually gets a lot of local tourists in the days before Eid, but not this year. Turkey responded quickly to the pandemic, but according to the World Bank, the shock to the economy has been serious. The country's poverty rate is expected to go up from 10% to 14%.
I'm selling spices, Turkish delights, dry fruits. I'm selling saffron.
57-year-old Tunçay owner has worked at a spice store in the Grand Bazaar for 25 years. He says he's never seen an atmosphere like this. One day it was quiet, and the next people rushing around to stock up on food. Owner was planning to travel out of town to visit relatives for Eid. But now, with the new restrictions, he says he's planning to stay home with his wife and 3 children.
We had a lot of fun with the children, but it's too much. Everybody wants to go to their school or we want to go to the work, you know. And we have like, I think, about 15, 20 days more.
Aziz Ragig works with Uner and he joins in on the conversation. He says the best part about his job is meeting new people from all over the world. But these encounters have been in short supply recently.
I miss my job. I miss my activity. You know, I miss lots of things.
Ragig, who's from Morocco, loves showing tourists what Turkey has to offer. He says foreign visitors have invested a lot of time and money to come here, to find a new perspective. I see it as my job to help them with that. Besides that, Ragig says, he learns a lot too. And then he asks me, which state do you live in? Massachusetts, I tell him.
Massachusetts.
For The World, Shirin Jafari, Istanbul, Turkey.